Welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra, the podcast. Ready to live creatively and freely?
Let's go!
Be inspired by someone who left corporate culture to live her entrepreneurial dream. Here's your host, Chandra Webb.
Welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra. I am your host, Chandra Webb, and you are tuned in to episode 6. Sit down somewhere. It's time to unplug. Do you guys find yourself multitasking all the time? Doing this, doing that, saying yes when you probably should say no. Well, I can totally relate, and I am here to help you guys on this evening or morning or whenever you're tuning in to my podcast, just to help you and just share some things that I'm doing. Most of the time when I select my episode topics, it's because I'm going through the same thing. And I said to myself, if I'm going through it, I know for sure you're going through it as well. And so we find ourselves overworking, overwhelming, and at the end of the day, sometimes you don't get anything done because you're actually doing too much. So I just wanted to share a few tips with you guys on how do we get past that point? How do we get to a place to where we're actually taking care of ourselves and slowing down to really, what they say, smell the flowers? Because we're always passing by them and saying how pretty they look, but we don't ever slow down to really smell the flowers. So we're going to talk about that on this episode. And I know for me, I've gotten to a point where it's become just one big long day. What does that mean? Basically, the days are running into each other. So if you get to a place and you're like, oh, today is Thursday. Where did Monday through Wednesday go? You don't even remember what you did on Monday. It's time to slow down. And I want to help you guys with that. And I realized that, for one, it's not healthy and it's not living when you get to a place of just going and doing. And in our society, in our era, doing too much has become a disease, meaning it's there. We don't know how to get rid of it. We don't know how not to do it. And you hear people say it all the time. I got to make it happen. I got to get it. I can sleep when I'm dead. You know, I'm grinding. I'm hustling. I don't even like those words because they sound tiring to me. I don't know about you, but hustling and grinding and moving, that sounds like I'm going to get tired. And who wants to be tired all the time? I know I don't. Now, granted, I get it. Yes, we have to work, or we have our own business and we have to, you know, do what it takes to help it succeed, or we're mothers and we're taking care of the kids and we're holding down, you know, the household, and we want to, I get that. I do. But at what point, we're not here on earth just to do all of those things. There is a thing called enjoying life, and you can do that. And I said to myself, I want to enjoy. I want to work hard. Don't get me wrong, because naturally I'm a hard worker, but I also want to enjoy things. I want to enjoy my life. I want to enjoy putting in the work, but I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. And so when you're going through that, I've always found it very therapeutic just to kind of talk about my struggles, which is why I started my podcast, to be quite honest with you, because I wanted to kind of share just those things that I go through and have us, me and you, help each other through this thing, what we call life. So how can we gain some type of control in our lives? My mom used to say all the time, go sit down somewhere. And I thought it was so funny on how she would say it. She would say, go sit down somewhere. You're doing too much. You're making me nervous. And I never understood that until I became an adult. And I'm sure some of you probably say those things to your kids. Just sit still, because all of this moving is distracting me. And we have become those children in moving about and doing way too much. So, number one, we have to ask ourselves, Does it add to my now goal? My right now goal? Most of the times we can do a whole lot of nothing. And what do I mean by that? It doesn't have any value. And it's not working towards an in-season goal. And an in-season goal means you're doing the right thing at the right time. Sometimes we can be doing things at the wrong time. We can be doing the right thing at the wrong time. And it's not the time to do it. And we have to figure it out. You can do some amazing things just out of season. And when we do that, we overwhelm ourselves. And then we aren't satisfied. We're like, I did all of that and I'm ready to move on to the next big thing. You can't even enjoy the very thing that you have put hard work into because you're ready to move on to the next one. And you want to make sure that the efforts that you put in for something benefit you now, especially as an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur and I'm always thinking of the next big thing. My creative mind is always going, and you get to the point to where you have an array of unfinished projects. And you're looking like, oh my goodness, I have all of these things unfinished, but I have worked myself to death and haven't accomplished anything. So if it's not relevant to the now goal, then you need to put it in a pending file, which is hard to do if you're anything like me. I like to check everything off of my list, and I don't feel accomplished unless I've checked it all off of the list. And sometimes you're not going to get a chance to do that, and it's okay. And you have to be okay with that. And that is, realize that things won't always happen the way that you want them to. And I always have tomorrow. Pick it up the next day. So look at your now goal and focus just on that. Number two, take on fewer tasks. And sometimes you have to say no. No, no, no. Get it in your head, you guys. Sometimes it is okay to say no. And you can't do it all. You can't be a yes girl all the time. You can't be a yes boy, because it will drain you. I have been there, and I like to call it, I like to call just saying that or doing too much or always having a lot of things to do. Sometimes we become activity hoarders. You know what a hoarder is? They just hold on to things and they just accumulate. That's what you can become, and you may be that right now. I have been that, and you just doing a whole lot of things. And yes, it's commendable to hold your end of the log. If you commit to something and you say, I'm going to be there, or I'm going to do it, it is okay to hold your end. But at what point do you say, no, I don't have enough room on my plate to even do that anymore? And you have to be careful about adding new items in that commitment hopper. You have to give yourself time to think, decompress, and relax. One of the reasons we can take on too much is the fact that we can become hypnotized by the rewards. And by doing that, you know, you just get the gratification of, yes, I said it and I did it. And then that's it. But we have to learn to use our own wisdom in choosing a greater happiness over a lesser one. And some of us, you know, we from doing too much, we suffer from anxiety, and it's normally from overthinking and overdoing, and it's not good for us physically or mentally. I mean, anxiety is a real thing, and some of it can be controlled just by us saying no. And so the greater rewards come when you allow some new space in your life just for clean air, just for you. And I've noticed that if I'm not going, I feel awkward because I've conditioned myself to always do. And you may feel like that as well. And we shouldn't feel awkward being able to sit still and actually watch a full TV show without picking up our phones or answering, you know, a phone call and talking to someone. We should feel good about being able to just sit down and focus on that moment and enjoy it. And so for anyone, I mean, I think about the time, you guys, when I lived in Europe and for a couple of years, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. The culture, just the vibe, everything slowed down like 50% from when I lived here in the States. And it was amazing. I walked everywhere. I ate from the farmer's market. I cooked. I didn't eat out a lot. And my stress level was down. I would go to the park. I mean, they just say, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And I did. And it was so much more relaxed. And I enjoyed some of the simple things, just walking down the street and people watching, or sitting at a cafe and enjoying a cup of coffee or cappuccino. But I was still working. I was still in school. I was still doing the things that I wanted to do. But everything was a lot more slower. And so I don't have to be in Europe to live that lifestyle. I can be here and live that same lifestyle and be more peaceful. The next thing, you guys, don't let FOMO consume you. FOMO. What is FOMO? FOMO is the fear of missing out. And do you guys know that is actually a coined term? It is in the dictionary, the Oxford Dictionary. And it means it's an anxiety that an exciting event is happening somewhere else. And it's usually aroused by social media. Can you imagine? They have a condition named after social media. Oh my goodness. Have we become that kind of society? Well, we have psychological terms to define us. And one of the most alarming things about this is that social media actually has the power that we sometimes can't control. And the power of what it does to us is frightening. And that's a problem. Studies actually show that the average person spends around 3 hours and 35 minutes per day on a mobile device. Honestly, I was surprised to see this number because I thought it would be a lot higher. And when you factor in, say, the workday, most of us are at work 8 hours, or if you work from home, or if you're a mom, it's, you know, probably a longer day than that. And then you add these hours that you spend on a mobile device, that's the entire day. I mean, we have to sleep at least, say, most of us probably get an average of 6 to 7 hours of sleep. And so when you think of that full day, I don't even see like time where you probably have really dedicated time to yourself to enjoy. And so when do you really have time to unplug? And how do you do that? Let me help you. You got to focus on knowing that life will continue and there will always be a ton of events. There will always be concerts or whatever. Somebody will have something going on no matter what. And you don't have to be there all the time. You can be everywhere at the same time. And true story, I remember I did a social media detox and I got off of social media. I deleted the apps off of my phone. And the first couple of days was difficult. I have to admit, it was very, very difficult. And I'm a blogger. I have my own eyewear company. My online store. So I'm always having to be online, promote, you know, engage with my followers, all of that. So that's pretty much my life. So how do I get off of social media? Well, I had to for my own mental, I had to for my own sanity. And after maybe about a week, honestly, I didn't miss it at all. I was so much more productive. I got things done. I caught up on my shows and I was really enjoying myself. And it wasn't until I got back on social media where I started to feel a little bit constrained. And so you think we get on social media or the internet or just media altogether to kind of get away, but actually it can constrain us. And so Don't let the fear of missing out keep you in bondage. It's okay. You can't do it. You can't be there. And you're not going to miss it. And when I got back on social media, you know what I realized? Nothing had changed. People were still posting the same thing. The same kind of events were going on. And I didn't miss anything. Number four, set a time each day when you are truly done. D-O-N-E, meaning done. Now, it can be hard at first, but I promise you can do it. So, in my line of work, like I said, I need to be online, but when do I break free? When do I say, you know, hey, enough is enough, and I'm done for the day? And if you work in an office, or if you work from home, or if you're a mom and dad and you have kids, you still have to set that done time, meaning this is it. This is where you say, no more emails, no more housework, no more phone calls. It's time for me, or it's time for me and my husband, or it's time for me and my wife, or me and my kids. This is our time, and you have to set that time for yourself. And I ended up downloading this, what they call it, it's a productivity app, because I needed some type of structure. And I downloaded the app, and it cuts off all of my social media apps at a certain time. I said 10 o'clock. So after 10 o'clock, they all shut down. If I want to access them, I have to go in. It's not a lot of work, but I have to go in, and it's not that easy. So the goal of it is to keep me from going back on social media. And so with me doing that, it gives me time to do something else. Or it reminds me that, hey, Chandra, you set this time that you're not going to be doing other things, and you need to be held accountable. And so you can make the effort today, you know, and know, hey, when I'm done, I made the effort, I did what I could, and now I'm clocked out. So like the term say, bye, Felicia, like, bye, I'm done, peace, deuces. The rest of this day is for me. You can pick it up tomorrow. And lastly, you guys, hit that reset button. If you've thought about doing a road trip or getting out of the house and wanting to take your kids to the park or going to the carnival down the street, that's a reset button. I have a book by my bed and that I'm reading, and it's called Boundaries, which I'll be doing a review and covering on my podcast next month. And so what I do is I have it by my bed because I can see it. And so every time I go to bed, I'm like, I need to pick it up. And whether I'm reading 2 pages or 20 pages, that's my time to decompress and to fill my mind up with something empowering and something for my soul. And so I read it, and of course I pray, but I find a moment to do that for me. But for you, it may be just going outside for 10 minutes. Try it, just 10 minutes. You know, we have to start off small, and sit on a porch or sit in the driveway for 10 minutes. No phone, just you. And just take a deep breath and just breathe. We don't even take deep breaths like we should. I know I don't, but I have the Apple Watch, and it I've set it to where it tells me it's time to take a deep breath. You know why that's on that watch? It's because we don't take deep breaths. Can you imagine? We don't even have time to take a deep breath. But we can start now. You don't want life to overtake you to where you're not even enjoying the quality of it. And you have these great jobs, and some of you are making great money, but you don't even have time to really enjoy it because you're just steady trying to make it, or you're steady doing this and, you know, doing that and doing things that don't even add to the value of your life. So maybe take a moment and say, you know what? Even if you're the type of person that literally operate off of your schedule, put it in there. 10 o'clock, I want to soak in the tub and do it. Every chance I get, I try to have a moment where I can just soak in the tub, a candle, and just breathe. And it is so relaxing. I sleep much better. My mind is clear, and it does me good when I wake. I feel more refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And so know that these tips, everything that I'm telling you, it won't be easy at first, but you matter, and you have to value your life, because if you're drained, you're not good for anybody else. And then how can you be at your best when you're depleted and when you're empty? You can't. But if you really want to see the results, you guys, in the future and gain a quality of life, start focusing on one thing at a time. Thank you guys for tuning in to Snap Talk with Chandra. I am your host, Chandra Webb. And remember, time to unplug. You can do it. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Snap Talk with Chandra, the podcast. Want to hear more?
Let's go!
Hit the subscribe button. Please rate and review.